The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey folks, thanks so much for joining me. I am going to be talking all about essential fatty acids and fats and oils. And it's one of my favorite subjects because if you ask me what food group I like the most, I'm going to have to say fat. Questions that are like, if you had your last meal, what would it be? I'm like, I would tell you, it would be fried zucchini and ranch dressing. I just have that constitution that likes anything fried or fat. Now, you know, when I was going through school and biochemistry and nutrition, I learned a whole heck of a lot about fat because fat, you know, overall is just really good. I mean, it's one of its qualities. It makes things taste better. It makes things satiated. So you're like, you just want it. So even though a cheeseburger might be good in a lot of different ways, tasting and the texture and fills you up, it's really not that good type of fat. And we're going to talk about that because quite honestly, Americans consume too much fat in their daily diet. Okay. I would say about 40 to 55% of their daily calories. And despite this huge overconsumption of fat, most North Americans are sadly lacking in the essential fatty acids. These are the fatty acids that promote good skin quality. They reduce inflammation. They slow down the aging of body tissues. So ideally, fat should really not make up more than 20 to 25% of your total daily calorie, okay? It is very important that they are the right kinds of fats. The type and quality of fats in your diet is absolutely crucial because they become a major part of your cell walls. Seriously, your cell walls, like every single cell, and there's so many cells. Basically, that's what our organs are made of. That's what our we've got skin cells and liver cells and all sorts of different cells in that bilipid layer around each individual cell that drives how we are in the world is made up of the fats, and the fats basically that we take in. So our nerves and the membranes of our bodies, okay? So people with adrenal fatigue often, and you know, we talk about adrenal fatigue a lot, crave fats and oils. Oh gosh, particularly because foods high in fat make them feel better for longer longer than low fat or sweet foods, okay? Some fats also contain cholesterol needed by the adrenal glands to make the steroid hormones essential for adrenal activity. We're talking about our stress glands there. So let's overall just talk about what an essential fatty acid is. Well, look at that word essential. Essential means you need it. It's absolutely essential. Your body doesn't make it. So polyunsaturated fatty acids come in two different categories, non-essential and essential. The non-essential, like I said, fatty acids are those that the body can make by itself from other fats and oils, okay? Essential fatty acids are the fatty acids we need to get from food because we can't make them ourselves. Essential fatty acids are very important for us to consume in adequate amounts in order to maintain good health, all right? So we're talking about cellular health and everything I mentioned, anti-inflammatory, skin health, you name it. Now, when we get deficient in them or they become imbalances, it's been shown to lead to a myriad of health problems. So let's just talk about a couple things. Now, salmon. Salmon is cold water fish, and it is known for its omega-3 content. We hear a lot about omega-3. It can also be quite delicious. There are two types of essential fatty acids, okay? There's alpha-linolenic, all right? And there's linoleic. So alpha-linolenic and alpha-linolenic. Alpha-linolenic, that is the type that belongs to the omega-3 groups of fatty acid, and linolenic acid belongs to the omega-6 group, okay? So if you can think of lenic, which is a little bit longer, it's sort of the opposite, it's omega-3. Linoleic is shorter, so it's the opposite, it's the omega-6 group. And I used to have to make sense of all sorts of things like this when I was taking medical boards and such, and help me remember. So it's conversely proportional, I would say. So omega-3 fatty acids have more double bonds, all right, 3 to 6, and come from colder, more northern climates. That's a great way to remember. Examples of food high in omega-3 fatty acids, salmon, sardines, actually legumes like soybeans, walnuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, parsley, and in dark green plants. Now, omega-6s, they have fewer double bonds and come from more southern plants such as sesame, sunflower, safflower, and corn. Both groups of essential fatty acids are extremely important to your health, okay? And all this information I am given a nod to Dr. Wilson, because he talks about these essential fatty acids all the time, especially when it comes to adrenal health. Now, an improper balance of essential fatty acids fosters the development of many conditions such as heart disease and circulatory issues, arthritis, and even cancer, because these oils contain a high number of double bonds. They are relatively unstable, all right? So it's best to buy them in small quantities and keep them in the freezer, all right? That goes for, I think, your fish, cold, fresh frozen fish. Also nuts. Nuts and seeds, they're full of oil, right? So once oil is exposed to oxygen or air, right, oxygen or light, can go rancid. And then that is going to cause a lot of free radicals and cause inflammation. And so any nuts and seeds right into the freezer. I think that's extremely important. I want to go over just a couple simple rules to make certain that your essential fatty acid intake is adequate, okay? Now, you can mix, so because I've seen it both ways, folks. I have seen omega-3 toxicity. Omega-3, people think, oh, I'm going to eat salmon and sardines three or four times a week, and then I take flax seeds, and then I also eat walnuts, and then I use fish oil, and they go omega-3, omega-3, omega-3 crazy. Couple of things that you'll start to see, painful joints, foggy thinking, and that's not great. Omega-6s, they're good because we need the balance, but they are more inflammatory. So if there is an excess in those, you're going to get inflammation, pain, etc. So one easy way to get the right amount of essential fatty acids in the ratio is to mix 1 tablespoon of flaxseed oil with 1 tablespoon of sunflower or safflower oil daily. You can add it to your salad as a salad dressing, mix vegetables. Shoot, I put it on quinoa with my vegetables in the evening. You know, it's easy to do, and it can make sure that you're getting that ratio. So mix flaxseed oil with safflower or sunflower seed oil in a 1-to-1 ratio. Use only fresh, raw, cold-pressed, unrefined oils. That's really important, okay? Try to buy organic-grown oils stored in light-proof containers when possible. Keep all oils in the refrigerator or the freezer, very important. Eat cold water, ocean fish as a source of those omega-3s. So we're going to also, though, avoid tuna, mackerel, and swordfish, as you name it, or you got it. They tend to be very, very high in mercury. Eat fresh seeds and nuts. Peanuts, not so much. Peanuts kind of have a fungus on it. Peanuts, not a great source of oils, but you've got a great source of omega-6 oils with peanut with seeds and nuts. Avoid all high. This is very important. Avoid all hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils. This is where you have to read the labels on your oils. Okay, very, very important. Use lower temperature cooking methods. Okay, so high heat with oil, once again, starts to spark off they become rancid, I should say, because I can't say rancidity. And then those are going to develop more inflammatory free radicals. And so definitely be careful about that. Avoid all deep fried foods. You know, I probably have 1 serving a year, and I think that my body can handle it. So I think it's really important. But, you know, it's kind of like, folks, what I say with cholesterol. There's no good or bad cholesterol. It really is about having the appropriate balance and the appropriate ratio. Your LDL, your low-density lipoproteins, are very important. They have very important functions in the body. Same thing with omega-3s and omega-6s. It's not about omega-6s being bad, all right? The alpha-linolenic being bad. It's about it being in proper proportion with omega-3s, because as I showed you, you can get omega-3 toxic as well. So think about omega-3s as those colder climates, and that's the source that you can get those omega-3s, anti-inflammatory. And then the warmer climate sources, those omega-6s. And we want to be able to have a proportioned amount during the day of these great oils, okay? So even though you may crave these familiar foods, eating them seriously interferes with your ability to heal if you're eating too much of the omega-6s and or partially hydrogenated oils or fat. So stay away from them, read your labels, and keep listening to Radio MD. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. Thank you so much for listening, and we're going to be right back.